Professional and authentic relationship building has the power to impact positively on the lives of women. This is the message from Kovani Mudli, who started the digital skills sharing platform Boss Babes of South Africa 2 years ago. And she joined Maya for a chat on International Women's Day. Let's have a listen.
Kovani, a very warm welcome to Lotus FM. You're a chartered accountant based in Sandton. Amid dealing with numbers, what really was the inspiration and the reason for starting Boss Babes of South Africa in March 2020?
So I really wanted to take the opportunity of changing narratives for women in South Africa. I wanted to build a culture of us collaborating instead of competing, because I believe that women are so much more powerful when we are together and when we choose to uplift each other, as opposed to tear each other down. And I think we were just about to head into lockdown as well, and everyone was feeling a bit anxious. So I decided to also be a part of the solution and create a safe space for women of South Africa.
Now, what exactly is the movement and who are the members?
So Boss Babes of South Africa is a digital philanthropic skill sharing platform. And really, we utilize the platform as a channel which enables women to come together and be able to share their knowledge, share their skills, and really empower each other through the power of knowledge and upskilling each other. And our community is really largely based as professional women. So that's pretty much, I would say, around 80% of our community are various women across different types of professions. So we've got doctors, we've got accountants, we've got entrepreneurs. And I think what's been so fascinating is to actually have these women come and use the platform to share their stories of overcoming a struggle to achieve success.
Is there any fee to become part of the movement?
Absolutely no, not at this point. So all you need to do is register on the website. It's totally free. The website is www.bossbabesofsouthafrica.co.za, and then it allows you to really, you know, identify what skills you're looking to learn, as well as what type of skills you're willing to share, and really have an analytics team that analyzes that and then determines the best type of content to add to the platform.
Why the name Boss Babes?
Well, Maya, I think, you know, the word boss babe has different notions for different people. But when I was creating the brand, I really looked at the name Boss Babe from my perspective. And for me, a boss babe is a woman who knows who she is. She knows what she wants in life. And more importantly, she takes the necessary steps to achieve her dreams. A boss babe for me is someone whose mindset is very much aligned with success.
You are also big on mental health. What are some of the challenges working women in particular face in this regard?
Well, definitely, I think it's been, you know, to maintain a balance, especially work from home. It's been a bit difficult to maintain a balance to sort of switch off your laptop at a particular time every day, even if you still had work that needed to be complete for that particular day. And I think also, you know, impacting mental health has just been us being isolated for such a long time. Not having our coffee chats in the office, not having, you know, women to hug around us, for example. And just, I think we've really just missed the social interaction that has contributed to possibly not the best mental health state. But I think we're now moving away from COVID, we're moving away from lockdown. And I think definitely the social interaction part, which I personally missed, is something that is going to really help to bring our mental health to a more positive state. I think, you know, as women, we often struggle with what they call the imposter syndrome as well. And I think that, you know, so mental health also plays a big part in just trying to overcome those sort of barriers that sometimes we create for ourselves. And personally, I have moved away from the so-called concept of work-life balance and really been focusing a lot on work-life integration, which is really where I believe the future of South Africa lies in a big way.
Now, talk to us about social media and how you see this as a tool for empowerment and sharing in today's fast-paced working environment.
I think that everyone has access to social media, you know, be it Instagram, Facebook, even LinkedIn. And I just feel it's such an easy way of communicating, you know, with your audience, empowering, motivating, uplifting the community, which we have managed to do a really good job of over the last 2 years. We've grown a following of just over 22,000 on Instagram, 7,000 on Facebook, and we're almost hitting the 20,000 mark on LinkedIn as well. So I think it's just such a powerful tool if used in the right way. And I say, you know, used in the right way, because a lot of people have this sort of notion that social media is bad and it's negative and it drives the wrong behavior. But I think with anything in life, it really is about the way you choose to use these amazing tools and assets. And if you're choosing to follow platforms that make you feel happy and positively uplift you, then you're definitely getting the game right on social media. And I think for us, it's been a game changer to be able to inspire so many women at the same time, pretty much from, you know, your lounge or your bedroom. And that's been absolutely phenomenal.
With so much on your plate, I have to ask, what drives you?
You know, Maya, I've always wanted to impact causes that it could impact the world in a bigger way. And I think my biggest drive comes from being able to inspire the thousands of women that we do on a day-to-day basis. And the messages of love and hope that we also receive, a lot of personalized messages. So we also offer a mentorship program, and I think it's just phenomenal. You know, the women that are gaining so much of value from having been part of this mentorship program. I think it's just, you know, the feedback that we receive, the ability to motivate and inspire, which is something that I believe I'm really naturally good at. And I think it's just coming together of that, you know, inspires me to be able to make an impact, to be able to change lives, to be able to take people out of the so-called, you know, negative mindset and really push them towards a more positive way of looking at life. I think that just inspires me every day to get up and do it all over again.
Finally, today is International Women's Day. Your message to women?
Well, firstly, a really happy Women's Day to everyone. I think for me, the greatest message that I want to share with the women of South Africa is that you need to know your power. And next up, you need to own your power. Because I really believe that owning your power is where it all starts from an authentic place. At Boss Babes of South Africa, we're really passionate about women finding and living their higher power, their highest power. And I think the only way that you're able to leverage your authentic highest power for the greater good of society and the world is by actually knowing who you are and knowing what you're good at. Because when you know those two things, it really becomes very easy for you to take the next steps in terms of living the very best version of yourself.
That's wonderful. Kovani, thank you so much for joining us, and we really wish you all the best.
Thank you so much, Maya. It's been an absolute pleasure to be here on the show.